So, how do we have free will? How much can we use free will? Yes. So suppose a cat sees a rat. Can the cat think, "Oh, today is Ekadashi"? The cat is driven simply by instincts. It pounce on the rat and eat it if it is hungry. So now we may see some food item. Now we may also have the instinct to eat it. But we can have other factors involved. When Newton saw the fruit falling, you know, if a monkey had been sitting there, the monkey would have simply eaten the fruit and gone on. Now, Newton may also got the fruit and let me eat it. But he also had his intelligence. What made this fruit fall? So we have an instinct which drives us. Instinct basically means there is this stimulus, there is this response. It's instinctive. But although our instincts push us, they don't force us. We can resist their force. And that resistance to the force of instincts comes from our intelligence. So by our intelligence, we can act not impulsively, but from a long-term perspective, with intelligence. Now the scope of our free will depends on how we have used our free will in the past. So for example, if somebody has given into impulse repeatedly, say if a person, this is the home, this is the office, and in between there is a bar, and that person has gone to the bar and drunk liquor repeatedly, has given into the impulse, the impulsive by repeated indulgence becomes compulsive. And so when we give in to the impulse, each time we give in to the impulse, our free will shrinks. We have free will, so even an alcoholic has free will. But maybe the free will is whether to drink brandy or whiskey. It is not whether to drink or not to drink. So we always have free will, but the scope of the free will, it decreases or increases by based on how we have acted in the past. And bhakti, spirituality in general, and bhakti in particular, what it does is it helps us increase the distance internally between stimulus and response. See, as long as we identify with our material side, the body is basically like a machine. And it will act mechanically. This stimulus, this response. But to the extent we rise to the spiritual level, we understand, okay, this is the bodily stimulus and this is the bodily response that is coming in. But do I want this response or should I choose some other response? So, by our consciousness, the more we become aware of our emotions, the more we become aware of our consciousness, the more we decouple sensation from action. So, sensation from action means that, okay, I see some food item, I get a sensation, oh, I want to eat it. I get saliva on my tongue. But then I decide, oh, I'm fasting. I won't eat this. That decoupling of between sensation and action, sensation is like the stimulus, action is the response. The decoupling between the two, that is central to the free will. And when we become more, by spiritual practices, we become more conscious of our consciousness. Conscious of our consciousness. That means, okay, this thought has come inside me. This desire has come in me. When we are not conscious of our consciousness, the desire comes in and immediately we act on that desire. But when the desire comes in, okay, this desire is coming. Should I act on it? Should I not act on it? We become aware of it. And by that awareness, we can choose more wisely. So, the more we resist our impulses, or more, not necessarily, we don't have to always resist our impulses, but the more we become aware of our impulses, the more we evaluate our impulses, then the more our free will increases. And the more we give in to our impulses, the more our free will decreases. So free will essentially is the gap, free will exists in the gap between stimulus and response. The greater the gap, the greater is our free will. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Thank you.